Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the University of Pennsylvania is rejecting the Trump administration's offer of preferred status for federal funds in exchange for influence over hiring, admissions, and even curriculum. Here's KYW's Matt Coughlin.
The University of Pennsylvania will not sign what the Trump administration calls the Compact for Academic Excellence in Higher Education. In a statement, University President J. Larry Jamison says his office provided focused feedback to the Trump administration on areas of alignment and what he termed substantive concerns. The compact requires colleges to ban the use of race and sex in hiring, admissions, and financial aid, limit international students to 15% of total enrollment, and commit to the administration's definition of gender, among other provisions. City Council member Jamie Gauthier praised the move.
President Jamison and the Board of Trustees decided to do the right thing. There was no other answer to this proposal than no.
Brown University and MIT have also rejected the compact. All three were among the nine schools originally given the offer. The Trump administration has since opened the offer to all colleges. It is unclear how the decision will impact existing federal funding. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.